You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video. In 1814, we took a little
trip along with Colonel Jackson. Jones, and you're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith, and we've got a special emergency report that I shot last night that we're about to air. This is really important, so please stay with us. This is a Monday evening emergency broadcast. Please call your friends, your family, everyone you know, and tell them to tune in now and share this link. The Mark of the Beast is officially being announced as we speak. And if humanity submits to this and lets them give us these worldwide medical ID cards, we're going under a communist Chinese social credit score. I'm about to lay out what's happening across the world and why it's so dangerous and why we must resist now or forever be slaves.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars.com.
Radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Hey, Philico, Alex Jones.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
Wake up!
It's Monday, July 19th, 2021, and I'm up here very late at night with Rob Dew putting out this emergency alert, this emergency broadcast concerning total planetary social credit score enslavement system not just being announced, but being deployed, being implemented. And I went home today at about 6 o'clock, saw my wife, saw my child, had some dinner, and then I had to come back. And my wife understood. I said, I got to call the crew. I got to see who will stay with me to come back up and shoot this special report, because something this serious, you can't even wait till tomorrow. Because who knows if tomorrow will even be there when things like this are happening. All the developments happening are just over the top in a historical perspective. If you used a yardstick historically or a barometer as a historical measure, the type of tyranny we see being rolled out very quickly is the most intense tyranny the world's ever seen. It is simply staggering. And now the final pieces of a tyranny, the surveillance, the control, the checkpoints, the lockdown of the economy are coming to fruition. And the final pieces of the violence of a tyranny, of a democide, of a genocide are here, not just with these poisoned inoculations masquerading as vaccines, but with the global lockdown still ongoing in India and many areas of Africa and other parts of the world, that the UN admits has 280 plus million people extra on the verge of death via starvation, and an extra 20 million already starved to death in the last year and a half, on top of the 15 million that die each year. I mean, those are real numbers. Those are real people we're talking about. And it's the UN via the big corporations, the WTO, the WHO, that implemented this global lockdown for their corporate masters. So they're the ones that have done the lockdown that's causing all the death. And then they're the ones that sit back and say, oh, look, the whole world's starving to death. Give the UN more power. Give UNICEF more money. We'll feed the starving. Then we'll organize them into these UN refugee camps in Latin America, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Asia, and then invade the Western world with these people signed up with the UN to then be clients inside the West, to basically have reverse colonization. So we're going to lay all of this out today. But first, the reason we're doing this emergency report that is front and center, the global vaccine passport that is the foundation of the worldwide social credit score and what compliance with this incredible evil really means.
Here's how it works. You download the Travel Pass app on your iPhone, then snap a selfie and scan your passport to verify your identity.
If you're vaccinated, you can upload a copy of your certificate. If your destination requires a COVID test,
time for the PCR test,
you can book in at a participating lab. The results will automatically upload in the app.
A green check mark means you're clear to travel.
Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Now, before I lay out this information and play the chilling clip from the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and break down what's happening in other areas of the world with this rollout of the World ID, the social ID, the medical ID that Klaus Schwab and the UN have been announcing that they want as their main goal for many years that's now here, I want to just give you a real-world example of what we're talking about. Paul Joseph Watson has done work with InfoWars off and on for 19 years, and he still writes for InfoWars. He has his own site. I've tried to get Paul to move to the United States last year and a half, and I explained to him that London is an epicenter of the world to prepare the public for this world ID, for this world empire, for this world social credit score, and that as soon as they announced their Freedom Day 6 months ago that was going to be in a few months, I said, Paul, they're going to move the goalpost of Freedom Day until the end of the summer. And I said, and then they're going, and I told him this on air, I told him this off air, I told you on air. I said, they will then announce, oh, Freedom Day is a medical ID on your phone and or a bracelet to be able to go out of your house and buy and sell and have a job or get on a boat or get on a train or get on an airplane. And Paul said, well, if that's the case, I'm going to leave when that happens. It's now happened, so I'm going to lay that out in a moment. Eddie Bravo, top jiu-jitsu guy, one of the top guys in the world, if not the top guy, definitely a trailblazer, good friend of mine of many years, one of the great fringe benefits of being friends with Joe Rogan for 22 years is I've been friends with Eddie Bravo for 16, 17 years. Eddie's an incredible guy. Funny, smart, you name it. And in many ways, more awake than I am. I mean, he's into stuff and research that I haven't even done. I was just telling him a month ago when he was here for a big fight that he was sponsoring with some of his fighters. And I said, Eddie, I said, you need to leave Los Angeles. You need to leave California. I said, they will bring back new lockdowns. He said, well, they claim they're ending them in a few months, but if they bring them back, I'm going to have to leave. Well, now they're bringing the lockdowns back. So this was a plan to never stop these lockdowns. This has always been the psychology of getting you to submit to tyranny, submit to lockdown, submit to mask, submit to being tracked and traced, and then, oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, comply, and we'll loosen the noose around your neck. But they never really fully release it. They let it off a little bit, so in the future, when they finally draw the noose around your neck, you won't struggle or fight, and then they're never going to release it. So this is basic Pavlovian psychology, and I was talking to Eddie today, some in text messages, and, you know, he's not sure whether or not he's going to end up having to leave. He sure hopes he isn't, but he's getting ready for that. And it's, you know, he's got a lot of family and a lot of businesses and a lot of roots in Southern California, and I get it. But he understands what's happening. Paul Watson, friend of mine, known the guy 19 years, or I guess since 2001, yeah, 20 years. I said, you watch. It's going to come back. It's going to be permanent. It's going to be an ID on the phone. And I talked to Paul today, and he's like, well, I got a year lease on my condo or my apartment, and I'll just have to fight it here. And maybe he's right. Maybe that's the thing to do. But this is diabolical. this is a plan, and only having zero compliance with it is going to stop it. And a lot of you are probably saying, well, so what? I'll just take the shot and I'll just carry a phone around and I'll just let them scan me to go in the grocery store or the shopping mall or for my car to start. I want to explain to you, after we cover these articles, where they're going to take you if you submit to that, because this is just the doorway to tyranny. I want to tell you what's down those stairs and in that dungeon. So whether you believe in the Bible and the devil and God, corruption and oppressive forces believe in you. And if they could ever have an ID system to make you submit to them and make you politically be aligned with them to be able to buy and sell, they would have complete control over every facet of your life. For thousands of years in every culture and every society, governments would try to control the money and control the people and control culture. Every time they did it, they would see all sorts of alternate currencies and black markets emerge. So what were they going to do? Well, they couldn't do anything because of human nature. But now with computers and now with surveillance and now with control and now with the test that have been going on for decades in communist China, allied with the biggest U.S. tech companies, they have developed systems of total surveillance and social control over their people that is way more sophisticated and evil than what John tried to describe in his vision that became the final book of the Bible, Revelation.
But this social credit rating goes far beyond a traditional credit score, which is based on your finances. China's version factors in everything from jaywalking to smoking on trains to buying too many video games. If your score gets too low, you can be banned from buying plane tickets, renting a house, or getting a loan.
So now, in late July 2021, we have a corporate governmental authoritarian alliance with the Fortune 100, the United Nations, the Communist Chinese, Hollywood, the blue cities, the blue states, the left, all pushing a worldwide ID based on whether or not you've taken experimental injections that the ruling powers at the World Health Organization want you to take. And so just last week, we saw Macron, who had promised a year ago and 6 months ago, no one's going to make you have a medical ID, no one's going to make you have an inoculation to have these apps. Now they come out and say, yes, we built the apps. You must have this app on your phone. We must authorize you to have this app for you to even go to a grocery store or go to a bar or go to your job. There were massive demonstrations around the country and riots that were legitimate. And so he, quote, backed off 2 days ago. And I said on my Sunday show, I said, watch, he'll come back in a few days and say, actually, I didn't back off. Here's your prison sentences. And he did. He said 6 years in prison and massive fines. I'll share that article in a moment. So that's how their psychology works. Every time we oppose them, they back off. Once we dissipate, they come back again, because they know we're emotional instead of being steadfast and not ever backing down. So, on Freedom Day, Boris Johnson announces mandatory vaccine passports. So they've been telling people in the UK for a year, 6 months into that. So it's been going on for a year and a half total. If you will wear your mask, take your injections, do what we say, let us track you, let us control you, let us quarantine you for 2 weeks when you come back into the country, and do all this crap that politicians and others are exempt from, by the way, they have a program. And the politicians, of course, don't follow any of it because they're lords and you're slaves. We're slaves. He said, we'll then let you go back to being free. But now he came out today on Freedom Day from a TV screen instead of a press conference. The elite separating itself from the press, from the people, behind their walls. We're locked up on lockdown. He's God knows where in the world at some palatial giant estate. That's what big tech, that's what the big bankers, that's what the royalty are doing. They're at giant estates, completely free, doing whatever they want all day long, while you're locked in your little coffin apartment. And here he is, like Emperor Palpatine in Star Wars, bzzz, onto a screen, wherever he's at, giving his orders to the slaves. And saying, on Freedom Day, you will no longer be able to have a PCR test that you have to pay for, hundreds of dollars, to say you don't have COVID-19. That has now been dispensed with. You must now take an experimental shot that never got legal authorization in your body that's already caused massive death, or you are not allowed to go to the bars or go out to see live music. And of course, you know, and they admit the plan is once you accept that, once it's beta tested, then it's the grocery store, then it's a shopping mall, just like Macron said last week. And again, why are all these countries following the same directives? Because it's the United Nations. What the United Nations says, oh, it didn't come from a lab. Oh, hydroxychloroquine isn't good, or ivermectin isn't good, or remdesivir isn't good. Whatever they say is now the law. You wake up and you're under United Nations AI control and censorship enforced by governments and big tech.
We need even more young adults to receive a protection that is of immense benefit to your family and friends and to yourselves.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm going to catch 22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm going to catch 22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You're listening to a special report from Alex Jones.
Even more young adults to receive a protection that is of immense benefit to your family and friends and to yourselves. And so I would remind everybody that some of life's most important pleasures and opportunities are likely to be increasingly dependent on vaccination. There are already countries that require you already to be double jabbed as a condition of quarantine-free travel, and I'm afraid that list seems likely to grow. And we're also concerned, as they are in other countries, by the continuing risk posed by nightclubs. I don't want to have to close nightclubs again, as they have elsewhere. But it does mean nightclubs need to do the socially responsible thing and make use of the NHS COVID pass, which shows proof of vaccination, a recent negative test, or natural immunity as a means of entry. As we said last week, we do reserve the right to mandate certification at any point if it's necessary to reduce transmission. And I should serve notice now that by the end of September, when all over 18s will have had their chance to be double jabbed, we're planning to make full vaccination the condition of entry to nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather. Proof of a negative test will no longer be enough. We want this country to be able to enjoy the fruits of our massive efforts and of our enormous vaccination campaign. But to do that, we must remain cautious and we must continue to get vaccinated. And that's why we're asking you to come forward and get your jabs now. Now, let me stress, we want people to be able to take back their freedoms as they can today.
I'm here to announce your Happy Freedom Day. I'm here to tell you that you're going to have a government ID on your phone where you have proven that we've been able to put in your body what we want, an experimental injection, or you can't have a job, you can't live, you're going to be put in prison. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the mark of the beast is here. These globalists love to rub it in on us. What did they say in Israel a few months ago when everybody had to wear bracelets that they'd been injected or tracking satellite bracelets that they were on quarantine? They called them freedom bracelets. That's like the sign above Auschwitz that says, work will make you free, or what we saw in the fictional idea of a Soviet future in 1984, that war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is intelligence, or whatever the exact lines were. Here we are seeing the gaslighting in our face when they admit the vaccine isn't protecting you from future COVID variants. They could never have a cure for that. But you see, there's always going to be a new cold virus, and so now you're all suspect forever with AI tracking you, with fake PCR tests that are 94% false, dominating your life, making every man, woman, and child in the world a suspect criminal, a dirty, horrible thing on the face of the planet, a virus that must be eradicated. Because the virus is only a metaphor with the globalist of humans that are the virus that they say is a virus that must be removed from the earth to save the planet. They have scripted themselves. They have cast themselves as the saviors. And only after we've been removed can this new utopia begin. They tell you compliance will get you out of lockdown. They tell us that compliance will get us out of the mask, but the more we comply, the worse it gets. The more we submit the more demands they issue, because we're being held captive by a scientific dictatorship that isn't using the old methods of jet airplanes and fighter bombers and troops and machine guns and tanks. This is all psychological war and an invisible enemy. And the supposed helpers, the medical system, through the corporate world and through the UN, is literally coming at us with so-called vaccines that are experimental, that aren't vaccines, that have not been linked, but have been conclusively proven to cause cancer in people within weeks that take it, in their lymph nodes, in their testicles, in their brains, in their uteruses, in their ovaries. That's been conclusively connected to heart attacks and strokes and bleeding out of lungs. And then there's the corporate media and there's big tech dutifully suppressing all these deaths and medical doctors and nurses and scientists that speak up. This is all a beta test. COVID, as bad as it's been, and the millions starving to death and the lockdowns and the suicides and all the folks that have died from lack of medical treatment while the hospitals sat empty, but you still paid your insurance. That was all a beta test for what's coming if we accept the social credit score, if we accept the vaccine passports, if we let France and the once great UK and all these other areas bully us into adopting the system they're under. So you look at France, you look at the UK, you look at Australia, and you say, screw them, let them labor under the British crown, let them labor under the New World Order. But that world government system that came out of Cecil Rhodes 120 years ago, that set up the CFR, set up the New World Order, and the system they're under is already coming here. So it's England and France under this nightmare, Mark of the Beast today. It's us within 2 years. There is no future now if we don't stop this. I've studied the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, the Rockefeller Foundation. I've studied Bill and Melinda Gates. I've studied IBM. I've studied what their goal is and their plan. They believe that humans will continue to consume until we've hit 20 billion people and the whole world collapses in starvation and war. And so they believe they've got to orchestrate a controlled collapse before that big collapse comes. They even sold members of my family on that before I was even born. But I woke up to their master plan myself in my own research, and I later even convinced members of my family that what they'd been taught was wrong, like my father. Now, he didn't join them, but he was recruited by them, and he went to UT when he was in high school, part of Plan 2, and after that, and he didn't tell me any of this till 14 years ago when he saw my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, before it even came out. And he saw it. My mother looked at him in my studio on a couch watching it on a big screen TV at her old offices. We moved here 14 years ago. And she said, David, this can't be true. And he said, no, it's all true. I went to Plan 2. You know, I was part of that. You know about people were involved in it. She goes, yeah, I remember having dinner with the head of the botany department. I remember some of those people you're talking about. And he's like, yeah, no, those are the people that tried to recruit me for this world government plan. And he said, yeah, they would take us when we were in high school and give us a Petri dish. They did this all over the country with top test score kids. There was 6 kids out of Texas in the group that were in this group with my dad by the time they were sophomores in high school. They took Petri dishes that had, I guess, cuters, what they call it, what bacteria grow on. And they would put some bacteria on it and seal it and put it under a lamp where it had heat and show how over a certain amount of time the bacteria would eat all of the medium and then eat each other and then the whole thing would be dead, a black, dead mess within a few weeks. And they would show them that, and they would say, this is what happens if we don't set up a world government and depopulate people. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep this sale going till it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with two big announcements in the next 60 seconds. First off, green fiber capsules, highest quality fiber you're going to find with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals. This is an incredible formula. Everybody should be taking it. Men, women, children, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's an amazing product. It's our newest product. It's 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com. Then we have both types of X2. It's the exact same X2 in the bottle, but one has a spray cap, one has a dropper cap for 60 and 40% off, depending on which one. They're both excellent at InfoWarsStore.com. The 60% off of the spray bottle is unprecedented, but I want you to experience the power of the good halogen and learn about the iodine conspiracy. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The new green fiber capsules, 50% off, and X2 in the spray bottle and in the dropper bottle for 60 and 40% off. And it funds the InfoWar. Experience deep earth crystal iodine for itself and keep your gut healthy at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's a very simple equation, very simple test. But at the same time, the experiment certainly got people on board very, very quickly. And so my dad was not that special. This was happening to thousands of young people a year across the world who were being inducted into this system. I separately reverse engineered it and exposed it and fought it myself. But the point is, we're talking about the real world. We're talking about what governs the planet. We're talking about what's going to happen to you and your family. And so the idea to have the New York Times poo-poo eugenics and poo-poo globalism and the New World Order,
while this is the governing system of our planet, is them simply not wanting the general public to be participants in a larger debate about what's actually happening. And so the system is now establishing a global social credit score tied to your phone. And then if you're not a good globalist, if you don't submit to the shots they want at the beginning, or the political controls they want, or you don't agree to be publicly sterilized, or you don't agree to send your children for gender reassignment, I mean, notice out of the gates, they want you to take experimental shots right up front that are all over the news is killing people. Think about that. And so imagine up front it's something that horrible. Imagine what's coming next, because I'll tell you the genius, Klaus Schwab and whoever's programming him. They don't talk about utopias anymore. They don't say world government's going to save the earth. They don't say it's going to be beautiful puppy dogs and kittens. He goes, you're going to own nothing, you're going to have nothing, and you're going to like it, and we're going to get rid of humans because humans are bad. They're not even mincing words, because Klaus Schwab wants to scare the intelligentsia and scare all the leftists that signed on to depopulate to save the earth. They're now realizing they're going to get depopulated too. So you see, that's the key to this. Once you sign on to this thing, you have signed on to literal hell. Once you've devalued your fellow humans and said, I've got to get rid of them to save the earth, but really because I want their resources, I want to play God. You've gotten rid of the checks and balances and the chivalry that would have protected you, and you've opened the gates to a literal scientific hell. So here we are in the middle of 2021. The future's here. And world government's being established, and its end game is forced depopulation. And they're rolling out so-called vaccines that are causing heart attacks, strokes, infertility, death, cancer. It's all over the news. Oh, don't mind those tumors. That's just a side effect. But because they know that's the news normalizing it. But when you go to the doctor, they go, my God, this is malignant. It's spread to your lymph nodes. Surgery in 2 hours. You're like, but I just took the shot a month ago. They said, I got a tumor in the shot point, a tumor under my arm, and all my lymph nodes. I mean, and the doctors are like, I've never seen cancer like this. Get in there now. And that's the good news is, the doctors are freaking out because they were trained in the tail end of real science, and they were trained to understand what's going on. So they see the death happening. So I open the phones up, just loaded with medical doctors. And by the way, we call them back and make them send us their ID cards. And it's real doctors, surgeons, cancer doctors, you name it. We've had a bunch of them on the show, and they're getting so pissed, they're going to speak out. So ladies and gentlemen, this is earth-wrecking, human-wrecking stuff. I mean, just today, I showed like 20 articles where they go, it's pretty normal to grow tumors once you take the Pfizer or Moderna shot. Don't worry. But again, you go to your doctor and they go, holy hell, this is malignant. And these people are dying. It looks like what they're giving people is super cancer. I mean, some of these people are dying of cancer within 1 month of getting these shots. You get the shot and every isolated dormant cancer in your body just turns on and you get eaten. And again, I'm facing the end of my life right now. I mean, I look at my children, look at my wife, look at my friends. I care about everybody. I mean, folks, this is real. This isn't me up here just saying this. I wish to God this wasn't true. But see, they know how Stockholm Syndrome works. They know that when you're hit with something this bad, the average person will make excuses and say it's not real because they don't want to face what's happened. Because there's no real leadership pointing out what's happened and saying no to it. And that's why they've done this. Because the national media is going to black out. Anybody saying they died of cancer, anybody died of stroke, anybody died of heart attack, it's so sick. But that leads us to this next huge, absolutely huge piece of news. And it's why we do this emergency broadcast tonight. Not just their announcement of the Mark of the Beast, the global social credit score, and you won't be able to have a job or go to the store unless you have this system on your phone. I mean, this is so criminal. To then totally control you once you're under that and make you do more, 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 more. I mean, my God, I've taken a very dangerous gene therapy injection that makes your body attack itself is the beginning thing you want. See, they're smart. They're not even getting you in slow now. They're making you bow down to hardcore stuff and submit and basically adapt to them saying, give us your children to sacrifice them. The Babylonians, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Druids, every culture at one point or another demanded firstborn children to sacrifice. And now they're about to authorize 0 to 12. COVID doesn't even affect children. They admit it, but they say it'll screw, and they're going to do it. And that's kind of them. The system's kind of holding off to see if we're going to allow this, because they want to metaphysically involve us in killing our own children. Because they convince us babies aren't humans before they're born, which they are. That kind of raised the level of control. That kind of lowered God's hedge of protection. But if they can convince us to let them inject children, and then just like with autism, cover up how they're hurt, how they're maimed, how they kill, then they can get away with anything. So let's hit the second big reason we're doing this Monday emergency transmission. Big article on Infowars.com. I saw a video yesterday about this. We played it today, and I confirmed that there was a big conference in California and that they had a bunch of lawyers there and that they did file this lawsuit. And that they have found not just the VAERS reporting system, but 10 other reporting systems. And the full video is linked in this article on Infowars.com. And I'm sure it's going to be taken down just like the lawyers say, so we'll try to save it and put it at band.video. But let me read you some of this right now. Huge whistleblower says at least 45,000 people died from experimental COVID jab just in the first rollout of it. And that's only those who died in the first 3 days of receiving the injection, which all I have is open phones, people saying everybody was dying. Remember, this is out of 330 million, so that sounds like a lot. It's not, but it's still bad. New lawsuit filed against U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra. And then it goes on from there. Testimony to have proof of 45,000 Americans have died within 3 days of receiving the COVID-19 shot. The declaration comes as part of a new lawsuit filed Monday by American frontline doctors against U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It goes on. Speaking at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in California this weekend, attorney Thomas Reynes detailed the case and the brave whistleblower's allegations.
We're back here with Dr. Brian Ayers. We did an interview with him, and he wasn't able to release the numbers at 3 o'clock. So 3 o'clock today right here in Anaheim.
What happened, Brian?
As confirmed today by Thomas Reynes, that just filed federal papers in a lawsuit against the government. 45,000 confirmed dead from the COVID-19 shots within 3 days so far, and they've covered it up. 45,000. The VAERS data has only reported 11,000, but there's 11 different report systems into the government. One of them alone has 45,000 that they have not released or told you. And Thomas Renz has got the paperwork, has the whistleblower, has a sworn affidavit, and they're actually already filed a lawsuit today.
It's not a game.
Stay tuned. It's disgusting. And now they want to push on every child, and they've passed a law that by September of this year, by the fall, they will be able to vaccinate every 5-year-old in America before they go to school. 45,000 confirmed dead from one reporting system.
Breaking news right here on the MG Show from Anaheim, California. Thank you, Dr. Artis.
Thanks for tuning in, Matrix Crew. Boom.
Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Let me tell you what I'm going to say. You are complicit in causing death, and I cannot wait to sue you over and over again. Regarding the sworn declaration under threat of perjury by the anonymous whistleblower, Reyna said, I know, and they signed an affidavit based on the woman's testimony because she's since inside the system.
Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video. You're listening to a special InfoWars report from Alex Jones.
Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, let me tell you what I'm going to say. You are complicit in causing death, and I cannot wait to sue you over and over again. Regarding the sworn declaration under threat of perjury by the anonymous whistleblower, Reyna said, I know, and they signed an affidavit, based on the woman's testimony, because she's since inside the system, there have been 45,000 deaths based on how many people died within 3 days of the vaccine. Keep in mind, this is data compiled by just one government system created to track vaccine adverse reactions. Yeah, the health departments know. And it goes on from there. Ladies and gentlemen, they've made their big move. They're not doing stuff incrementally anymore. They decided to attack with full force now. And because Bill Gates woke everybody up with how evil he was and all his past depopulation talk, they removed him a few months ago, and I said, watch. And we have an archivist. Hopefully they can find this, but listeners saw me say it at least 500 times. The Rockefeller Foundation with the Carnegie runs it all. And I said, they run the medical. I said, they will step into full command because they control the Bill and Melinda Gates Trust, the IBM Trust, and a bunch of other trusts that are worth trillions. And their main mission, sworn sworn mission is to carry out eugenics in the population. And I said, you will see them announce her in full command. What did the Surgeon General say Friday? I'm under the command of the Rockefeller Foundation, and we're going to ban anybody questioning these shots.
This is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic. In terms of actions, Alex, that we have taken, or we're working to take, I should say, from the federal government, we've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. A couple of the steps that we have, that could be constructive for the public health of the country are providing for Facebook or other platforms to measure and publicly share the impact of misinformation on their platform and the audience it's reaching. Also with the public, with all of you. To create robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others providing misinformation out there.
We have to come to grips with the fact that we're up against a scientific evil that gets drunk off the death of innocent people. We have to repent for the fact that we've allowed abortion and that we devalued our most young and defenseless humans. And we have to know that God has forgiven us, but only so that we can take political and cultural and spiritual action against these people. So if you will humble yourself, as King David said, and repent to God, and ask God to lead, God, and direct you, and ask God to take you over, because God doesn't possess people. You got to ask via free will for God to direct you. It will happen. And then I have no doubt that we will not defeat this evil. But we first have to admit where we are. We have to realize the medical system's been taken over and is compromised. We have to realize that the federal government's been hijacked. We have to realize that this evil is prosecuting a depopulation agenda against us because the globalists had lost with Bolsonaro and Trump and all these patriots getting elected. And people were waking up and rejecting their system. So they've directed a war against us because we want to be independent. We want to be human. We want to be strong to poison us and dumb us down and bring us under their control. So we have to realize their declaration of war against us, which I'm about to cover, is not something we cower to, but something we understand is the fact that they're an outside enemy, and so that's why they've declared us an enemy. And that submitting to them and going along with them is only going to make things worse. And that you're going to come to that realization sooner rather than later if we have any chance of beating this. Submission to tyranny is enslavement. Resistance to tyranny is victory. We have to realize that America has been captured at the top. We have to tell our friends and family, we have to reject it, and we have to stand firm, realizing that the globalists cannot have an America existing in the type of corporate worldwide tyranny they're setting up. Here are some of the stories. Now they're saying Republican Party is the number one national security threat to the United States of America. Here's another one. Bombshell. Pentagon using Obama and Soros-linked UK contractor to weed out white supremacists in the military. And then you read this whole article, they say questioning Black Lives Matter is white supremacy and terrorism. Questioning forced inoculations. Questioning lockdowns. Questioning open borders. It's insane.
I'm going to tell you this, Jason. I've spent my whole career not as a political operative. I've never worked on a campaign in my life other than campaigning against Trump. I'm a national security guy. I've worked in national security against ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Russia. And the number one national security threat I've ever seen in my life to this country's democracy is the party that I'm in, the Republican Party. It is the number one national security threat to the United States of America. And I'll tell you this. If my party retakes the U.S. House of Representatives in the next cycle, it's going to become a haunted house. And the ghoul and the specter haunting that house is going to be Donald Trump. And if Kevin McCarthy's hand is on the speaker's gavel. It's really Donald Trump's hand on the speaker's gavel. And the fact that Kevin McCarthy continues to pay homage to a twice impeached presidential loser, I think should give all Americans pause and make them worry about the future of this country and its security.
It is a normal reaction to being dominated, to being enslaved, to being lied to get angry and to stand up and say no to it. So for those of you that have supported us, I thank you and I appreciate you. But for those of you out there who I really care about, who don't get why I have so much energy, who don't get why I'm so upset, you're asleep. You've been put into a globalist satanic trance where you don't understand that you're under attack. It is the animating contest of liberty. It's realizing that freedom isn't free. And it's engaging those tyrants that makes us who we are. So this is a great time to be alive. It's an incredible time to be alive. This is a time to save your fellow humans and challenge yourself and stand up against really corrupt, evil individuals, really corrupt, evil powers or principalities. And I'm only encouraging you to realize how important you are right now and to not sit idly by and be a spectator during all of this. That said, the world idea is here. The world government is here. There's no longer any doubt about where this is going. And anybody that submits and takes the digital tattoo or takes the implantable chip that the Klaus Schwab and the Davos group's pushing, anybody that thinks you're going to just take the shot and then they're going to let you go out and be free. Notice they're saying, oh, that shot didn't work. We got more shots for you. Because this is a group that's decided to be evil. This is a group that's decided to try to play God. This is a group that wants to use the whole population of the world as guinea pigs for their scientific testing so they can try to gain immortality through life extension. And so that's why I'm here. I'm here tonight to tell you that I appreciate you and I thank you and I want you to realize how powerful you are. And I want you to realize that if you don't take action now, and if you don't speak out now, and if you don't fight now, you forfeit your chance to be part of history. You forfeit your chance in front of God to say no to these people. You forfeit your chance to actually be a free, sentient being with conscious energy. Because if you don't do this, you are an animal. You're lower than an animal. An animal will fight for its life. If you delude yourself because we have incredible power to imagine, we can imagine jet airplanes and cures to cancer. We can imagine going to the moon, and we've done it. But you have also the power to delude yourself and to give yourself a virtual reality that none of this is bad and this isn't destructive. I've already told you what was coming. It's happened just like I told you because the enemy's battle plans are there. They think you're an animal. They think you're dumb. I don't think you are. I think you have a right to be aware of this. And in final closing, they're already giving pregnant women all over the world the injections and 70 to 80% plus are having violent miscarriages when they take it. In New England Medical Journal studies, you name it. And they're now coming after children that have been born. And if we don't fight this and if we don't stand up against this, the blood is on our hands. So that's it for this special report. Thanks for keeping us on the air. Please take this emergency report and share it via email and text message while you still can. And to all of you magnifying InfoWars, you are the tip of the spear, and I love you, and I appreciate you. And I thank Rob Duke staying up here late tonight to get this report out. So I've laid it all out. I've done the best I can. I hope you take action with this information, and we'll have big news tomorrow. We've got this doctor that's running this lawsuit that we just talked about, reporting the 45,000 dead in the first 3 days from the COVID shots. We're going to ferret that out and cover that as well. Weekdays, 11 a.m. Central at freeworldnews.tv and InfoWars.com. Thank you so much. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. that won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3-month, 6-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen, it is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, the same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So X2 in the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're going to keep the sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
After sharing his concerns on Tucker Carlson and several of his tweets going viral, Dr. Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA technology behind the vaccines, has been censored, targeted, even told he needs security. Well, I had a chance to sit down with Dr. Malone and let him set the record straight.
I wanted to just dive right in, and we'll come back to that topic of censorship in a moment. But what I found interesting is in the headlines recently, the Biden administration and the CDC have come out and labeled what's happening with these, now they say, spike in cases, is it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But since they've said that, I've seen a number of people coming out saying that they have contracted COVID and yet they're fully vaccinated. Most recently, we saw the Red Sox and the Yankees game postponed because three of the Yankees pitchers that were fully vaccinated had tested positive for coronavirus. We saw some celebrities like a poker champ and a former E! News host posting on Twitter that they'd been fully vaccinated but had contracted COVID. And also most recently, the Texas Democrats that fled the state to avoid the vote, mm-hmm. Now we're getting reports that they have contracted COVID. So in light of that, is it fair to say that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated?
I think that is very convenient to label it that way, and it grossly misrepresents what's going on. And this kind of crafted public messaging is not helping anybody. As you point out, the truth comes out. We're already in a situation where we have badly damaged public faith in the public health enterprise, in the WHO, in the CDC, in the FDA, and the NIH. And this is just, piling higher and deeper, in my opinion. There's, I don't know if you're tracking, there's data now coming out from Israel, which is a highly vaccinated population, and they're seeing a lot of infection. One of the things we have to be really careful about with the CDC messaging, and I'm sorry to go there, but it's just getting harder and harder not to. There appears to be this desire to scare people and to scare them into accepting vaccine because the government, I think, what I'm seeing is signs that the government is really frustrated that they're capping out at a less than 50% uptake of vaccine. And they believe that in order to, I'm sure that there is a deep-seated belief that in order to reach a state where we open up economically and are able to grow as many people would like us to grow on both sides of the fence economically, we have to reach herd immunity. And there's the belief that The only way to reach herd immunity is through vaccination of the entire population. I reject both of those as false, and we could talk about that. But I think that's what's driving these memes and all of this enormous media pressure.
So we need to get the vaccine into as many adults as possible as soon as possible. And that means you really need to get vaccinated.
It's coming down from the White House and from the WHO, but particularly from the White House. And as we know from the recent press conference, where there was this discussion about the, I mean, this is just, the whole thing seems absurd on face, that the White House would be holding, investing their time in the spectrum of stuff going on in the world. They would find it necessary to invest time and personnel in monitoring Facebook and telling Facebook who they have to delete or censor.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
I don't know what to say. It's mind-boggling, but it's a sign of a deeply entrenched group. But in this case, with the CDC, there many people are speculating, often. From the right, but not always. There, this is an issue that crosses traditional political lines, but speculating that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
A drive to scare people rather than present them with balanced information. We could call it fair and balanced if we wanted to quote Fox. but a more balanced picture that is less alarmist. But there seems to be some internal logic that alarmism is a good thing for public health. I don't get that. And that these statements that are increasingly transparently false are necessary in order to achieve herd immunity. And I call this the noble lie that all this has to happen. But there doesn't seem to be a focus on communicating the ground truth, but rather communicating messaging that the government believes will advance its agenda, its belief, its the solution that it believes is necessary in order to achieve stability and economic recovery. I think that's what's going on. I mean, Mr. Biden doesn't call me up and say, "Hey, Robert, let's have a chat." So nor does Tony Fauci for some reason. I can't imagine. But that's the way it is. So I think your point is a good one. And the data, the thing is, it seems to be snowballing. The data coming out worldwide about infections of Delta in vaccinated persons and unvaccinated. But there are signs in the data consistent with people that are vaccinated who become infected with Delta may have reduced disease but increased death. That's paradoxical. There's some data, but it's all small data sets. And the thing that has folks like me, those of us that are kind of open and actively tracking what the heck is going on here, we've been worried about antibody-dependent enhancement for a long time. And I'm not saying ADE is happening right now, but things like seeing evidence, data suggesting that increased mortality in vaccinated persons that have been infected by Delta compared to unvaccinated that have been infected by Delta all suggest the possibility of antibody-dependent enhancement. ADE is a hard thing to see unless it's really overt, like with dengue.
For someone that doesn't have your background and really understand this, what exactly do you mean? Am I hearing that those that have been vaccinated, when they get the Delta variant, it's actually more severe than those that have not been vaccinated? Is that what I'm hearing?
The data, when you're looking at epidemiologic data early on in an event, there are like these ghost traces, and they may pan out or they may not, because you're dealing with small sample sizes, and so you get statistical noise. You know, if you talk to three of your neighbors and one of your neighbors says that his uncle died of the vaccine or whatever, you're likely to think, holy moly, this is really, you know, a horrible thing. But then if you look at the total data set, you know, over many months, then you might say, no, this is a pretty rare event, even if it did happen to Uncle Joe. So early on in any kind of change in public health, with infectious disease during an outbreak, you get these signs in the data that suggest certain things might be happening. And you have to track them really carefully to make sure that that is or is not true. So it's a hypothesis right now. The hypothesis seems to be running along the lines of fact number one, this is proven. This vaccine is not fully protective against Delta. It's also known that these vaccines were not designed to prevent virus infection and transmission. So that's one of the fallacies that's out there. They were designed and tested to prevent disease and death. And in people at very high risk for disease and death, like the very elderly, it's very clear that they prevent death. This new data that's coming out with Delta, and it was, you know, I can say this because the WHO said it, so I can say it unequivocally. WHO told us a few weeks ago we have to start wearing masks again because the vaccines, the genetic vaccines, are not fully protective, and presumably the others, against Delta. Now we have data coming out of Israel that the Pfizer vaccine, for example, may be about 50% protective against disease and death with Delta, as opposed to the 90-plus percent that it was protective against the earlier strains. So there, this ghost that's in the machine right now of the data from UK and some other data sets suggests that, what I'm seeing is that it may be that the risk of disease, severe disease, ergo hospitalization from Delta is better if you're previously vaccinated. In other words, you have lower risk compared to the unvaccinated for hospitalization if you're in one of those really high risk groups. Which, remember, those really high-risk groups are increasingly vaccinated now, so there's fewer and fewer high-risk older individuals. So vaccination seems to be partially protective against disease for Delta, but there's some signs in the data that people that have been vaccinated and get infected by Delta may be at a slightly higher risk for death. So that's paradoxical, and that's exactly the kind of thing that you would look for if you were worried about antibody-dependent enhancement, which is this process where pre-existing antibodies can facilitate virus infection into cells that they otherwise could not infect. This is what happens with dengue and other things, and can make disease worse. So that's the worry. But for sure, the Pfizer vaccine is based on, if you believe the Israeli data, the Pfizer vaccine is protecting, before was protecting at 90%+ for disease and death. And now with Delta, it seems to be protective for disease and death more in the range of 50%. Now, here's the paradox with that, is that the just this is maybe inside baseball, but the CureVac vaccine that had press about, you know, a few weeks ago, that their trial, quote, failed because they only provided about 50% protection against death and disease, as opposed to the 90%+ protection that Moderna and Pfizer had been associated with. Well, that study, they had to include the patients that got infected by Delta. So now, in retrospect, those study results don't look so bad. They kind of look like everybody else's. So I think that it's a really complex landscape, and everybody has – the public health community has to look at this objectively and rigorously and critically, because there's a lot going on right now that doesn't make sense and people aren't completely understanding, and including the vaccine risks. And there's been a lot of denial and a lot of emphasis on trying to put the happy face on things. But that isn't, in my experience during outbreaks, you have to constantly be challenging yourself and each other about how you're interpreting things, because you don't know the answer.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial corporate
controlled slaves, worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the InfoWar. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee.
It's an unknown. And it's hard to figure out what's really going on during the fog of war, which is kind of what we're surrounded by, is this vague mist of confusion, where it's really hard to see as the data come through what's really going on. Have I addressed your point?
Yes. And to expand on that, what I'm hearing a lot is, this is what we know so far, this is the hypothesis. So to have the Biden administration and other leading doctors saying, follow the science, and then making overall statements as fact and rejecting anything else, is that scientific approach?
No. You know that. I mean, you're making a statement you already know the answer to. And it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. It's self-evident to average people. And I think that's a big reason why there's this growing wave of skepticism among those that have enough of an open mind to be skeptical.
Well, the thing is any time that you defend hearing all sides, hearing all hypotheses, the major refutation of that is, well, we have to avoid misinformation. Lives are at stake. But is it misinformation or is it unsettled information is the question. And what is your opinion? What are you seeing out there?
So for me, it's not just secondhand, it's firsthand, right? I'm going to just share something, Christy, that just came across my radar last night. I had given an interview to a San Jose-based seasoned reporter about a month ago. And he called me last night and he said, look, I developed 3 storylines, finally got to pitch them to my editor and he rejected all 3. And it has to do with ivermectin and other things that kind of cluster around this speaking truth to power. And he said the editor rejected all 3. He said to me, my editor thinks you're the embodiment of Karl Marx, which I kind of blows my mind. It makes me sound far more important than I am. And then he told me, you have to get security to protect yourself because of what you're saying. Something is off the rails here. It's that if we're in a position, so what I'm experiencing directly, other than that little aside, which is I'm not even sure what, how to process that. I don't have, I'm a middle class person. I live on a horse farm with my wife. We do okay, but we're not wealthy. And, the idea of me hiring security is, you know, I'm not Britney Spears or whatever. You know, I'm not a Hollywood celebrity with a bunch of money. So that's a little bizarre. But what I am experiencing is that the Trusted News Initiative has tied together big tech, big media, government, and pharma to control the message really tightly. And then what we've been able to track, this isn't crazy conspiracy talk, is that there are contracts that have been issued by the World Health Organization, among others, to places like Facebook, which then have issued subcontracts to these pop-up fact-checking, quote-unquote, entities that are – and people have sent me the adverts that, you know – this is like, so they're advertising for people that can, you know, people call themselves journalists, but they haven't any kind of credentials like you have, that, you know, so 20 somethings in hoodies are now writing smear pieces against me. They have no background in science. They admit they have no background in science. They admit they have no comprehension of what they're writing about, but they're being paid to try to smear my reputation. And that's happening all over the world in various different ways to physicians and scientists that are speaking out. There's this odd concerted attack, and as well as the, you know, anybody can experience it. Go on Facebook. If you got a Facebook account, try to post something about COVID and vaccines that's in any way negative, or even worse, anything having to do with ivermectin and COVID. And you will find yourself immediately censored. And it's easy to prove for yourself that this is going on. I've never seen anything like it. And it seems to be a sign of desperation that we can't tolerate alternative interpretations and challenges to a storyline that's concocted by government officials to help advance their agenda. I guess this is kind of thing that's gone on in the past, you know, in times of war and things like that. And maybe this is like a time of war, but it's happening for sure. And I know it first person because I'm experiencing it.
Right. So let's review on that about your qualifications to speak on this subject. I've read that you're a pioneer in the technology behind the vaccines themselves, and you have specialization in the study of viruses. Can you explain all your qualifications to speak on this subject?
I'm uncomfortable doing that because it makes me sound like a raving narcissist.
but I'm asking you, please tell me.
Which we have plenty of around here lately in this space. Let's see, where to begin? I'm a Maryland licensed physician. I don't practice. I have a long history of working in at the forefront of technology development and discovery research relating to vaccines, and particularly vaccines and biodefense.
I'm of the opinion that people have the right to decide whether to accept vaccine or not, especially since these are experimental vaccines. This is a fundamental right having to do with clinical research ethics.
I have been through many, many outbreaks. And one example I like to cite is that I was at the tip of the spear supporting a Department of Defense program with NewLink, which is a company in Iowa that had licensed the Public Health Agency Canada vaccine for Ebola. And I got that project on track, funded to the tune of about $200 million. And in response to a frantic call that I got from a colonel who had just left a Pentagon briefing where one of the scenarios was a, literally a billion dead from Ebola if it became aerosolized, I got Merck involved, and that became the Merck product, and we now call that the Merck Ebola vaccine. I was the one that reached out through Norwegian contacts and brought in the Norwegian government to fund the ring vaccination trial that made it possible for that, to be licensed. I do have secret clearance. I have a long history of working in biodefense.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. Thank you.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I do have secret clearance. I have a long history of working in biodefense tightly with the government on all kinds of, you know, all around the chair in terms of serving the government directly or assisting the government. I often assemble teams to solve complicated problems for the government in this biodefense space, and I have deep contacts and experience. I've been trained at Northwestern University for my MD, Salk Institute and UC San Diego for my master's. It would have been a PhD, but for the events that happened around the whole patent fights and everything having to do with the discoveries that are RNA and DNA vaccines now. I completed a postdoctoral fellowship at UC Davis in pathology, and I taught pathology for many, many years, both at UCD and at U Maryland. I've done multiple startups in this infectious disease space, including one for Zika that was focused on drug repurposing. And that involved very close contact collaboration with investigators at the uniform at USAMRID, which is the DOD's facility for developing biodefense countermeasures, let's say, and dealing with infectious disease that involved high throughput screening and, you know, all the latest cool tech. Through this outbreak, I've been since I got a call from a let's say a member of the government who is in Wuhan undercover in the fourth quarter of 2019, I got a call in the first week in January from this gentleman that I've published with in the past that said, Robert, you got to get your team spun up to focus on this new virus because it looks like it's a real threat. At the time, the team I was working with as a senior leader was working under a DOD contract for screening and developing drugs for medical countermeasures for chemical warfare agents. And I got that team to kind of start working on a volunteer basis because DOD didn't have authorization to work on this virus. It was considered an HHS issue. And we had some discoveries. Famotidine is one of them, working with some investigators in Wisconsin. The combination of famotidine and celecoxib seems to – these are both repurposed generic drugs. So we've been focused from the outset on trying to discover and develop repurposed generic drugs that are available at very low cost. And we've done all this as open source. We haven't – there's no patents filed, no intellectual property, no financial stake, et cetera. And we got money from the CARES Act through DOD to contractors that I work for that is supporting both identification of repurposed drugs for – as medical countermeasures for this threat and – for the development of those, and we have an IND pending with the DOD, and I'm on pins and needles awaiting the outcome of the safety review committee for a large hospital in India that also wants to launch clinical trials with those. So I have very tight connections with DOD and with the government that have been developed over 30 years, and I stay in contact with those people and have throughout this outbreak. And there's many other things. You can look in the Associated Press and find the articles about me and the whole Pepcid famotidine mess that, you know, Rick Bright, I've known for many years. As a journalist, you'll recognize what I'm talking about, the whistleblower complaint. This individual that had contacted me from Wuhan was the one that actually got in the big bureaucratic knife fight with Rick that resulted in Rick blowing the whistle and trying to tear the tear Barna down on his way out the door. So I get the government, I get infectious disease, I get medical countermeasure development, and I've been doing it for most of my life, in addition to being at the forefront of developing many of these technologies.
But there. Do you get it as much as a 20-year-old in a hoodie that's fact-checking?
No, obviously not. Who's freely admits that he's got no science background.
One of the most compelling things is that you have actually been vaccinated.
Well, that's odd for you to say that, because most people try to weaponize it against me. The trolls, this is one of the talking points for the trolls. One is, I didn't actually invent the RNA vaccine technology. And so that's now in kind of deep fact check mode by various people. But it's easy to take shots at somebody about that kind of stuff. And another shot is that people take against me, the trolls, is that I've been vaccinated. I, as you know, because you've done that background, I was at a artificial intelligence and machine learning drug discovery conference in Cambridge, literally staying across the street from Biogen headquarters and then walking to MIT for the conference. And in late February, and I came home sick as a dog, and then my wife walked into the room and said, oh, by the way, SARS-CoV-2 outbreak with Biogen, and you were there. And that's the good news is that I started self-treating with the drugs that we'd identified through computer screening, and that's what resulted in the famotidine discovery. So, yay, I think that's helped a lot of people. It's not a cure, but it does relieve symptoms, and it relieved my symptoms. And then I developed long COVID, because at the time there was no treatment at all. So my body is not what it used to be as a person that grew up on the farm and still has one. I'm very aware of the shortness of breath and the reduced stamina. And there was rumor that vaccination could help with long COVID. So I've been dealing with this thing since March of 2020 in a very personal, upfront way. People ask me, why did you take the vaccine with all that you know now? Well, number one, that was months ago, and I didn't know all I know now. The information is just coming out in a flood. But there was this rumor, and it's still being circulated that there's no factual basis for it. I've seen no data saying that vaccination after you've been infected, if you have long COVID, will reduce your symptoms. I needed to travel also, and I thought the data did not show evidence of antibody-dependent enhancement. So those three things led me to take Moderna times two, which is all that was offered here. I had recommended again and again to people, if you're going to take any of these vaccines, take Pfizer. It's about a third of the dose of Moderna, and it doesn't have the issues associated with the adenovirus vectors. So that's the J&J product. But here in Central Virginia, Moderna is what you got or nothing. So that's what I took. I did then develop grade 3 hypertension, restless leg syndrome, and much worse coughing than I'd had before. I treat that with various over-the-counter drugs. So that's my story in terms of experience with the vaccine.
I find it compelling because it shows that you're not against vaccines per se. I mean, you were willing to take one for yourself, but in light of all you know now, do you regret taking that vaccine?
It was probably a bad idea. The hypertension is new onset. I was going to say both Jill and I had a fancy term is narcolepsy, the sleepiness after receiving the vaccine that lasted quite severely for a few days. I still have narcolepsy.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality herbal food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Now, do you regret taking that vaccine?
It was probably a bad idea. The hypertension is new onset. I was going to say both Jill and I had a fancy term is narcolepsy, the sleepiness after receiving the vaccine that lasted quite severely for a few days. I still have narcolepsy also. I have to sleep more. How much of that is due to central nervous system issues, and how much of that is just due to my stamina being not what it once was? but I'm sorry to say I have to take naps now. And I didn't used to before.
Are you suspecting the vaccine is related to that?
For sure. We both, Jill and I, experienced this 4 to 5 day period of being really sleepy after we took the vaccine. But as we hear with all the chatter about the VAERS database, it's really hard to develop clear data on cause and effect. All one can do at this stage is to report, what you experience, ideally to the VAERS database, and then let the biostatisticians sort that out. If you don't mind, Chrissy, I'd like to talk to that point just a little bit about the VAERS database.
Yeah, please do.
So another one of the things that the trolls immediately will say if anyone talks about data analysis of the VAERS and the analogous self-reported databases that exist all over the world now is that those reported events are not verified. That someone has not gone into the medical records of each person that's reported something and made an assessment as to whether or not there is an actual causal relationship or possible causal relationship between receipt of vaccine and the symptoms. And that's true. That's true with this type of data. However, it's the best we have. And what happened here was that it started with the FDA, and then they seem to be seen as the thought leaders worldwide for public health in many ways. A lot of regulatory agencies take their lead from the FDA. It's always been considered the gold standard. And so the FDA made a conscious decision not to require the pharmaceutical companies to do very active follow-up on safety during this emergency use authorization period. Now, if they had done that, we wouldn't be having all of these fights over what do the data mean and whether or not VAERS is any good, and it goes on and on. It's like the gift that keeps giving for a journalist, I guess. What was done with the Ebola outbreak? So this is only the second time that I'm aware of. I think it's the second time when the government has elected to use emergency use authorization for a vaccine deployment. They also did it with anthrax back in the day that we all remember around, right after 2000 with the attacks. What they did with Ebola is they did something called expanded use access, where they created clinical trial structures that were very open-ended. And anybody who wanted the vaccine or who needed to receive the vaccine was enrolled in a clinical trial, which meant that they had very active follow-up on their safety and efficacy endpoints. If we had done something like that, we probably wouldn't be having all of this back and forth, he said, she said, that just goes on and on and on. And one of the things that one of the people on my Twitter feed pointed out to me, so I didn't discover it, was that there was an FDA presentation back last October 20th from the vaccine-related biologics advisory committee, VRBPAC, of the FDA. And in that presentation, there was a slide shown, and it was quickly clicked off, but it was part of the standard slide deck of the presenter, that listed the potential adverse events that the FDA had identified within the VAERS database up until that point. And the presenter discounted that those things were significant because they had not reached statistical significance in the VAERS database. They listed all of the things that are now being said about vaccine risks, the thrombocytopenia, the coagulopathy, cardiotoxicity, and many, many, and the neuropathies, many, many other things. But the FDA decided that that was just noise, and they didn't need to share that with the general public. What I'm seeing is that over time, those things are gradually being validated as more and more data get into the VAERS database, remembering that the VAERS database grossly underreports, perhaps by as much as 100-fold, actual events that are occurring in the field, deaths and other disease post-vaccination. So when you put all this together, and now we've got some serious biostatisticians and others that are looking at that data, looking at the official CDC numbers, and finding that in their estimates, in their calculations, and these are people experienced in doing this kind of thing for the insurance agencies, to their eye, based on the CDC's own data, for instance, it looks like we would anticipate that there will be more deaths in adolescents from receipt of the vaccine than there would be from infection by the virus.
Now, that was something I was going, you're jumping ahead on me. I was going to ask you about, as a parent, all of this information coming at you and contradictory, it can be confusing and concerning. And I did see that post about you're taking the information from the CDC and you're comparing it to the VAERS database.
Me, right? It's an experienced
mathematician, correct?
Person that does this for a living, did these analyses, and I put it out without editorializing, saying, please prove this wrong. I'm trying to be really careful. Because
has anyone proved it wrong?
No. The only thing that comes back is this kind of vague, well, it's VAERS and VAERS is junk. But VAERS is all we have. So if we're going to be in the world of evidence-based medicine, I argue, and many physicians all over the world agree, that the risk-benefit ratio, this very sciencey term that we hear thrown about, that actually requires a formal calculation using the tools that the insurance companies use with their actuarial tables, so that's where this person is coming from, that calculates the impact of a treatment compared to the potential impact in the population of a disease or an infectious agent. And this is what the CDC always does with any new vaccine, is that they analyze this, they do this formal calculation of risk-benefit ratio adjusted for lifespan, what we call quality-adjusted life years. Because a 18-year-old has many more years of productive life left compared to a 70-year-old, right? So that's how it's always been done. And it's always been analyzed based on stratified populations. So elderly, adult, adolescent, children, infants, pregnant women, special populations, and immunocompromised, always. For some reason, this isn't being done, and what they are doing is that they are aggregating the risk across the entire population. They're saying, well, we've had X number of hundreds of thousands of people dead from COVID, and when we have Y number of potential deaths from vaccine, and that ratio of dead from COVID, and by the way, that's a biased number because that's a number before we had these more advanced treatments that we're having come online, before we had vaccine, et cetera, before we had the virus having spread in the population and creating what people call natural immunity. Okay. So they make that ratio and then they say, well, that's why we have to vaccinate everybody, including all the children. But that's never been the way that this has been done before. It's always stratified by risk. And the truth is that the risk here is in the elderly and the obese and a small number of special populations.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I argue, and many others, I think, also, that the people that we need to vaccinate are the people that are high risk for death and disease, and not everybody else. Up until last week, at least, when we checked, the total number of deaths from 0 to 18 years from COVID, all in, over the entire lifespan since January of 2020, it's under 390. Deaths that have been officially attributed by CDC to COVID from 0 to 18. That's a tiny, tiny number. And that's what this actuarial calculation does, is say, well, if we take the CDC at face value with what they've said just about the cardiotoxicity risk for this vaccine, and we make a ratio between that and the risk of death in this adolescent through infant population, we end up with more people dying from vaccine if we were to fully vaccinate that adolescent population through children than we would from the disease as it exists right now. Now, who knows? Next variant, that could all change. And we have all this messaging that Delta is infecting children more. Well, that's a little twisted, because children are less vaccinated. So, of course, it's infecting them more. The real question is, what's happened to the death rates? One of the problems with all of this is that it's the problem of hiring more cops, to use a metaphor, right? So if you have a city and you have a crime rate of X and you hire a bunch more cops, you're going to see more crime. It's paradoxical, but there's more cops to find the crime that was already there. We have a similar thing with sampling, with infection from COVID. If we're doing more testing, we will find more infections. And you can't easily correct for that problem statistically. What you can say is, what is the event rate of death? And what's the event rate of death in vaccinated populations and unvaccinated populations?
And is it corrected for all of these other variables? Because you can't just say the unvaccinated. You have to say unvaccinated plus previously infected is really what – or minus previously infected, I'm sorry. When you go through all this, there's all this talk that we're seeing a spike in infections from Delta. And this was said in Israel too. What you don't really see is a huge spike in deaths. So, yeah, you're seeing more infections, and you have the variables if you have more vaccination, particularly in Israel, you have, you know, 80%+ vaccinated. But you're not seeing this huge burst in death. And in those rare death events are buried this paradoxical thing of previously vaccinated that get infected with Delta may be showing more deaths than people who are unvaccinated. But it's really complex to ferret all this out with these crummy databases. So that's more than you wanted to know.
All that to say, I mean, again, as a parent, what's concerning is even the possibility that this data is showing that getting a child vaccinated could be more dangerous than getting them vaccinated, because what is largely not disputed is that children aren't generally at risk to have major complications. So at the end of the day, I mean, how does this affect how we're approaching this ethically in making sure that parents are armed with all of the information they need before giving their child a non-FDA approved vaccine?
Thank you for that. And you use that important term, ethic.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I believe this is the nut of the problem. The core issue is that we're, for whatever reason, and again, I think it gets back to the noble lie, that senior people in the U.S. government and across the world have come to just believe as an article of faith that it's absolutely necessary to vaccinate everyone to get to herd immunity so that we can economically reboot and start to grow. And so, therefore, children must be vaccinated. It's that kind of really simple thinking logic. These people that are making these decisions aren't trained in biomedical ethics and the Nuremberg Code and all that kind of stuff. They're just kind of reacting based on what they're being told and the economic drivers, I think, largely. I think people, what we're really facing is a world in which economics seem to be more important than fundamental rights of humans. And particularly of children. And I'm with you, and this is my top priority, is that I'm speaking out about. You have to choose your battles, right? For me, I think the logic of of vaccinating children, adolescents, young adults, and this includes the mandated vaccination of college kids in order to come back to school, that those things are not ethically supportable, and they're not supported by the actual data, the epidemiologic data. And there is risk. It's not an enormous risk, but it's not nothing either. And we were being told that there was no risk. And now we're being told, well, there's some risk, but blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's just small and it's VAERS and VAERS is crummy and you go through this whole logic train. But to my standpoint, the numbers don't add up to support vaccination of infants through young adults. And the thing that I'm also, frankly, Christy, worried about, and these data haven't really come out. There's a large Midwestern study, I'm understanding, that's prospectively looking at pregnancy, and there's another one from the NIH. Prospectively looking at the safety of vaccination during pregnancy, what I hear again and again and again and again and again, and most people, if you talk to, like, if you talk to your colleagues and your female colleagues that have accepted vaccine and ask them if they have to be, you know, pretty friendly people with you to talk about things like menstruation and menstrual cycle. But what I hear repeatedly is post-vaccination disruption of menstruation, heavy flow. It can be prolonged. I'm hearing from postmenopausal women that have started their cycles again after vaccination. These are very odd. These are not typical vaccine findings. The fact that reproductive toxicology was not done when not required by the regulatory agencies on these vaccines, because they were seen, this is not reproductive toxicology, rigorous reprotox is not on the vaccines regulatory checklist. It's on the gene therapy regulatory checklist. And genotoxicity is also on the gene therapy regulatory checklist, but not on the vaccines regulatory checklist. And
so then should this have ever been considered a vaccine, or should it have been considered gene therapy?
I argue that it's both. And and I argue that from my own experience, because literally I was the guy that had the aha moment back in 87, 88, when Dan St. Louis did his experiment, that there was a major problem with gene therapy of immune response against the foreign protein, the introduced genes encoded protein, and that we could turn that to our advantage and use those technologies for vaccination. That was the whole start of this. That was before I had the RNA discoveries. The senior postdoc in the lab went and created Crucell and came to me a few years later and said, yeah, you're right. Crucell has got sold to J&J. Crucell is the technology that is the J&J vaccine. Okay, it all traces back to that same gene therapy lab. And it is absolutely using gene transfer methods, what we would call gene therapy, for the application of vaccines. And where, to just illustrate this point a little bit more to your listenership, a practical example of this decision by the regulatory agency to not think of this as gene therapy, which is something, by the way, pharma has really lobbied for. They didn't want these vaccines to be considered genetic therapies applied to vaccination. They only wanted the vaccine checklist.
Hmm.
What that means is that they have not had to characterize how much of these protein antigens are being expressed in your body, manufactured by your cells, for how long and where. That's never been characterized. It was not required, because the regulatory agencies said, oh, this is like a regular vaccine, and you know, you get the jab like you would with a flu vaccine, and it express and you have a a very carefully controlled amount of protein that is in the needle that you get as the jab, and it stays more or less in that area and draining lymph nodes. And that is the basis for the licensure and is rigorously controlled for the manufacturing. In this case, the jab is a preparation of genetic material, whether it's adenovirus DNA or mRNA, that introduces new genetic information to your cells, and then your cells become the manufacturing factory. And so with the regular vaccine, you know exactly how much of that antigen protein is going in your shoulder. In these cases, you have no idea. And it's going to, there's going to be a distribution, a normal curve. Some people are going to get more of the gene in their cells and are going to make more protein. Other people are going to make less. So no surprise that people are out on the tail, perhaps. Something is happening to where most people don't have problems, but at some random event, some people have some real significant problems. And we've kind of taken the ostrich approach of sticking our head in the sand saying, no, this can't possibly be true. But if you go back to first principles of how is this technology working, it's abundantly true. It's self-evident. Over.
Let's bring it back to the first question about how we were talking about how the Biden administration is saying and the CDC is saying this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Now we're seeing all these people that have been vaccinated getting COVID again. Are those that have been vaccinated able to transmit the virus, and are they able to transmit it just as easily as an unvaccinated person, first of all?
Okay, so what you're talking about is called transmissibility, is our fancy word for that. That's transmission of the virus from you to me if you've been infected. We don't, this gets to the core of the issue of can vaccines get us to herd immunity, right? That's the key question that your question goes right to the heart of. The honest truth is that when these, the tests were done with these vaccines during phase 1, 2, and 3, that question was not asked rigorously. The endpoint, in other words, the purpose of the trial, the way to evaluate if the trial succeeded or failed and how well, was death and disease for all of those trials.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3-month, 6-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Question of transmissibility and whether or not the vaccines prevent the virus from infecting us and replicating in us and us potentially transmitting that to somebody else. Those data were not rigorously assessed. They're hard studies to do, by the way. You have to do close contact studies like family studies or workplace studies and things like that. They're hard to do, those studies. But they, for the most part, weren't done. To the extent that they were done, it looks like the vaccine, these vaccines may reduce the transmissibility to about 50% of what it might have been. So they do seem to reduce transmission in the very small. Now, if we were talking about ivermectin, you would immediately jump on me saying those studies aren't, peer reviewed and they haven't been published and they're little tiny studies and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So it's that level of data. It's pretty marginal. And not very rigorous and not comprehensive, but to the extent that we have anything, it suggests that absolutely the vaccines are not, they don't produce what's called sterilizing immunity. That doesn't mean it keeps you from having a baby. What it means is it keeps the virus from having babies. So that when we talk about sterilizing immunity, what we're talking about is preventing the ability of the virus to replicate in our bodies. And these are not sterilizing vaccines. For sure, full stop, mic drop, boom. Okay? They don't do that. And they don't prevent transmission. And how do – if you don't have to believe me, you can go to the World Health Organization and their statement, we need to start using masks again. Because even though you've been previously vaccinated, you can still be infected with Delta. And we know this. We've just reviewed the data, half an hour ago, a little bit, at a high level. So
in light of that, is it fair to say that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated if we've just reviewed that you can still transmit?
It's a misrepresentation. And it appears to be a misrepresentation for purposes of trying to increase vaccine uptake in people who are vaccine hesitant. which currently is more than 50% of the U.S. population. And I think that the anger that you're seeing in the public space with, what's her name, Jen Psaki?
The P silent.
Yeah. Okay, Jen Psaki and Tony Fauci, you know, his recent presser, where he was clearly agitated and not very happy, and making broad statements. These sound to me like frustrated government officials that are fully bought in on a storyline that isn't working. And what I find amazing, and probably you do too as a media professional, is how kludgy the government is handling this. There, you know, the response to vaccine hesitancy is we're going to hit them all with the club. We're going to go door to door with our agents. This is having, and we're going to censor anybody that's talking about it. This is having exactly the opposite reaction that they intended. They're making everybody, particularly in the conservative space, go, there's something going on here. Why do they
feel
like
they have
support
them? Let's talk about that. I mean, many wouldn't want to believe or can't believe that there's any sinister reason for why they're being so aggressive about this. So what is the motivation?
So thank you for that. I try, as hopefully it comes through in my Twitter and LinkedIn and other communications, I try really hard to stay away from the conspiracies. And I've spoken about this on recent podcasts more and more. There's all kinds of conspiracies about graphene contamination and the new global reset. And that this is intended as a way to reduce the population, and just these storylines keep coming out and out and out. I personally prefer to stay on the side of incompetence as the explanation, and incompetence and groupthink. I think that the simplest explanation here, without going into Tony Fauci conspired with Bill Gates to fill in the blank, when Ted Rose signed off on it and he's funding it, WHO director, rather than going there, I think it's a lot easier to say Tony is winging it, and he has been from the beginning, and he is of sufficient status at this point. By the way, this kind of paradoxical, everybody in academia will sing to whatever party line Tony puts out. You got to understand that anybody in this space, with few exceptions like me, that works with DOD people mostly, and the NIH still comes knocking at my door wanting me to review their grants, but they everybody is dependent on Tony's goodwill to get funded. He directly makes final decisions about who gets money and who doesn't, and what research area gets funded and what research area doesn't get funded. He has enormous power. I believe he's got a bigger budget than the CDC does. So he is an enormously powerful person within HHS who's now at the end of their career. Many people thought he should have retired years ago. And by the way, he's got no lieutenants that are teed up to take his place. So he is literally sitting at the top of the pyramid. And there's nobody else. And as you saw from the Washington Post emails, he's quite comfortable I can say the noble lie. He's quite comfortable with the noble lie, the idea that it is okay for high status individuals and leaders to lie to the public in because they believe that's in the common good. And that was really clear in the Washington Post FOIA emails. And what that plays out as is in this world in which everybody, all of these very, you know, the bright, perfectly trained Harvard, MIT, Stanford crowd, right, get with the storyline that Tony's putting out. And have consensus. Don't fight that consensus. You can see what happens to somebody who is trying to swim against the stream and say, no, you guys think this through again. That's not a happy path to NIH grant funding. So we've got this drive to consensus throughout the government and the whole world health community right now that has made it really hard for dissenting voices to even be heard. And in, as you started at this, begin with this podcast, science requires dissenting voices. We can't do good science unless we have, I like to call it a chorus of people singing together, but we have to have people that are able to challenge the dominant narrative in order to do good science.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Infowarsstore.com is simply the best.
InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore online. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Tony substituting his expert opinion for evidence-based medicine, which is always necessary at the start of an outbreak, but then he's gotten dug in on that. And there's amazing kind of lockstep coordination in messaging through the journals and everything else to whatever comes down from on high. And I think that's what's going on. I've been through so many of these outbreaks at the start and really in this one all the way through. We don't have enough information and you've got to make decisions based on incomplete information. That's really hard to do. We call that the fog of war.
You said that this is, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say often you have to substitute expert opinion, particularly at the start, but we're now to a point where we can substitute evidence for Tony's seat-of-the-pants belief on what needs to be done. And that's what I'm saying is, hey, guys, we've got processes. We've been through this a bunch of times. And let's get back to using the rules as opposed to just using somebody's opinion. Over.
You said that you think that aside from something sinister, that this is just incompetence, but you just went on to explain the enormous power this one individual has, not only over funding, but now it's translating into over information and the ability for people to share it. Is this also about power and not just incompetence?
I believe so. Never forget, it's all about the Benjamins, right? There's a lot of money. So this journalist that was warning me last night, he said, look, you're threatening the cash flow on billions of dollars, with your logic in what you're saying. So there's no question that there are financial stakes here. And I've heard, I was talking to another journalist, even more seasoned journalist than you, who is ex-CNN. I know, hard to believe, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Who lives in Atlanta, who is speaking about this and about this world now in which we have this horizontal integration of pharma, big tech, old media, new media, government, public health, and it's all horizontally integrated. That's what we're seeing play out, right? And able to control messaging and information in a way that's never been possible before, no prior outbreak. That there are enormous financial stakes here that are distorting all of these decisions, and that it's just almost impossible to disentangle the network of conflicts of interest when you have, you know, for instance, the thing that got me kicked off of LinkedIn was outing the chairman of the board of Reuters are also sitting on the board of directors of Pfizer. And these relationships exist. The pharmaceutical industry, as you know, I'm sure, controls about 25% of the U.S. economy. And they've done a great job of converting that into political power through targeted giving, let's say, to Senate and House members. They've been hugely successful. They got this major cash engine, and they've turned it back on us because they don't want to be regulated. They want to do whatever they want to do, and they want to make their profit. That's the beast that we've created. And we're not able anymore to put a leash on this beast. The beast owns the leash. And so like I said, I prefer to imagine this as incompetence and groupthink, but it's increasingly hard not to draw conclusions that relate to financial interests. Just to illustrate, the Moderna vaccine, Moderna was created by DARPA from a DARPA program. The vaccine itself was engineered by the Vaccine Research Center, which was set up under Tony many years ago. It's supposed to develop AIDS vaccines. That was its mission. They've never had a successful vaccine ever until Moderna. Okay, so the whole history of the Vaccine Research Center has been one of chronic failure until now. The people that did that engineering are all on the patent. They all receive royalties from Moderna. It's something like $150,000 a year in supplement on top of their government salaries right now for all of them. Plus, there's Moderna royalties that flow back into Tony's budget as a general kind of slush fund thing coming from Moderna. So we've got these financial loops that exist throughout this whole sector that do create financial conflicts of interest that if I had in my practice, I would be prevented from even touching most of those things. And I certainly would be prevented. I mean, you guys, the press and the trolls would be all over me if it was clear that I was getting, you know, X amount of money from fill in the blank pharmaceutical company. Back when I had created a NewCo for-profit for drug repurposing for Zika, anything I said was looked at askance because of my supposed financial conflict of interest. The company went bankrupt, by the way, because we couldn't get anybody to fund it. All of these and many of the agents that are now being advanced for SARS-CoV-2 were agents that we'd identified back then and had written patents on, repurposed drug agents. But this is the ecosystem. So my point is only that you're right. There is a interwoven relationship of financial conflicts of interest that run all the way through this deeply, deeply. And on top of that, we use the term regulatory capture. Some tell me I need to call it regulatory corruption. But we're now paying the price, in my opinion, as a population, as the public, as the voting public, for allowing a situation in which the government is integrated with the financial interests of the pharmaceutical industry, the tech industry, et cetera. And you can no longer disambiguate those. They are interleaved. And so various Europeans often, the Europeans are European intellectuals are really lit up over this stuff. And the censorship there may be even worse. Doctors going to jail, doctors potentially being declared mentally incompetent and being put into mental institutions, et cetera. So you can imagine people are pretty worked up there. And they keep using the F term, fascism, that this is this integration of government and industry is one of the key hallmarks. in this, for sure, whatever you want to call it, what George Orwell described in 1984 with the Ministry of Truth and newspeak, right? Where we are only allowed to say certain words and there's an acknowledgement in the government.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ministry of Truth and newspeak, right? Where we are only allowed to say certain words, and there's an acknowledgement in the government written about in that fictional work, 1984, by Orwell, which is carefully controlling communication and controlling the words that we're allowed to use because of the awareness that the words that we use form, they guide our thoughts. Language, as a journalist, I'm sure you know, words have power, and language guides our ability to think. And we're now in an environment where certain types of words are no longer allowed. Certain types of, we call it politically correct speech. That's like, calling a cannon a BB gun. It's way beyond politically correct speech. It's controlling our ability to think as a population, in my opinion. So is it guided by some secret conspiracy concocted at Davos to reduce the world population and, you know, gain further economic control? I that's so far above my pay grade. I have no idea.
So you covered the motivation, the possible motivations for this groupthink, for this narrative. And so what's your motivation for speaking out? Because you said this has actually hurt your business. You've obviously been targeted. You've been a victim of censorship. So what is your motivation for being courageous and speaking out?
It's one of these things. If you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, I think. As a scientist and a vaccinologist that had been trained rigorously in bioethics, as has my wife. My wife's PhD mentor is a bioethicist. Her PhD is in public policy and biotechnology. She actually did her thesis on the NIH peer review system. And we were both trained by this UMaryland scientist, bioethicist named Adel Shamu. For me, a pivotal event in my career, quote unquote, the thing that killed my career as a gene therapy guy was the Jesse Gelsinger death at UPenn with the adenovirus vector. And I knew, being an insider with all of that, I knew details, rich details about what actually went on behind the scenes and about the people involved. And I went. At the time, I was taking intensive bioethics training from Dr. Shamu, and I went to him and said, I know these things, and this is what really happened. This, you know, the press isn't putting it out, and Penn is trying to spin it, but this is what really happened. And he told me, Robert, you have an ethical responsibility to share this information. And I did it knowing that it would change my career path, and it did, and have a lot of blowback impacts, and it did. But it was still the right thing, and I got a little bit, to some extent, this position that I take these days of trying to be below the radar until recently. And also my working in biodefense, that's a community where you really don't want to be shooting off your mouth, particularly as somebody who's clearance. So in that case, I did go public, and you can, you know, call up Cheryl Gay Stolberg and ask her about Malone and what he shared back then. And a lot of that was on background. Some of it was out in the open, probably more than I should have been on record. But it was the right thing to do, and I feel good about that, and I survived it. So that gives me, you know, a level of confidence that it's okay and it's survivable generally to speak truth to power in this kind of a public way. And there was a cascade of events happened. Starting really with my wife getting fed up with me being written out of history on the whole RNA vaccine story. and I'd already been pretty well written out of history, various people trying to take credit for my work with DNA vaccines. That had been, you know, dealt with that for 20 years. So I'm kind of used to that. But she got fed up with these pressers that were being done in CNN and New York Times and Boston Globe and Stat News, talking about Katie Carrico and Drew Weissman as being the originators of all this, when I knew darn well that was the case. I had all the patents. I did my work a decade before, disclosed all this stuff. And in fact, Katie's first paper lists me in the acknowledgments, as well as a junior faculty that had been on my team at UC Davis in the acknowledgments, and somebody else at UC Riverside that I put in touch with. She's acknowledged to multiple reporters that I invited her to a key conference in Annapolis, blah, blah, blah. And now she's finally backed down and said, well, no, she admits that she didn't invent all this stuff. But it really got my wife pretty aggravated. And we've been partners for 40 years. She's seen all this play out. And we got a call from a Swiss journalist that wanted us to open up documents and make them available to him. So that started. Then I was asked by TrialSite News to review and opine on some Freedom of Information Act disclosed information from the Pfizer common technical document, what we call an IND here in the States, that had been obtained by Dr. Bridle and others in Canada from the Japanese government. So this is the Pfizer application for their emergency use authorization to Japan. Usually these things you can't get a hold of. But for some reason, they were able to FOIA them out of Japan. You can't FOIA them out of the FDA. Forget about it. So I reviewed that, and I reviewed the European Union letter justifying their EUA action, and observed a series of things that were troubling, that hadn't been done well, and troubling to me. And I got a more senior regulatory affairs professional to look at that, and he concurred, and he found other things that I hadn't found. So I wrote that up for TrialSite News, and then I was on a phone call with a Canadian physician who just poured his heart out about what he'd experienced in Canada as someone giving vaccine and also treating people with COVID. And I listened to this story for 2 hours until midnight on one Saturday, and I had to tell him, I can't help you. I'm not Canadian. I don't understand Canadian regulatory affairs, and, you know, I wish you luck. And then woke up the next morning saying, oh, I know what I could do. I could write an article and put it in TrialSite News talking about the bioethics of all of this. And so Jill and I spent a couple hours refreshing ourselves and going back over our old notes and everything. And I wrote that piece, and that one pretty much went viral globally. And a lot of feedback of people saying, thank heavens somebody is finally speaking up about this, because this is not right. And I had written it as kind of a red pill, is the honest truth. I thought that if I was able to get the bioethics out and clear and state it simply, then people would be able to see that this wasn't right. And a lot of people had a vague understanding and a feeling, a sense this just isn't right, what's going on. But they couldn't put words to it. And so I gave them a structure in law, in, you know, the Nuremberg Code and Helsinki Accords and all this, to say, hey, no, this isn't right, and these are the rules, and we should be following those rules. This triggered me being invited to the Brett Weinstein podcast that has, you know, I like to say three old men sitting around a table talking for 3 hours goes viral. That is pretty weird. So then just this flood of patients calling me and physicians and scientists, and my wife had told me that I needed to rekindle my Twitter account a couple of weeks before this. It had been there, but just kind of latent. I don't know, like 100 followers or something. And the podcast came out, and I could just watch the Twitter count click, you know, just like your odometer or something. And now it's, I think it's hit 110,000 now, and it's just been a few weeks. So it snowballed.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.